everybody. This is Mary, and I'm recording this on the 18th of February, 2007, using the DS50 recorder with the Sony ECM, as in mother, hyphen, DS70P, as in papa, microphone. This is a mic that I bought, oh goodness, it had to be over a year ago. And I used it with a WS320 a couple of times, but I love the way that it works with this machine. It has a reasonably good stereo boundary. I'm talking with the left channel facing me. I have the right channel, the right side of the mic, facing the PC speakers for a reason that will become very obvious to you in a minute or two. I'm going to be talking today about going wireless, and this is not going to be a how-to description. It's going to be mostly a description of what I'm using. I said a few podcasts ago that I would not choose to go wireless for a while, but oh my goodness, I just couldn't help myself. When I got the idea, I just had to. And it had been a couple of years since I had updated my Netopia modem router, so I went ahead and did that. I now have a Netopia 3346 N as in Nancy, VGX. This is not a wireless router. I thought that it would be, but it is wired, so I had to get an access point. The access point that I got, which is a dream to use, is the TrendNet, TrendNet, TEW-450APB. That's Able Papa Baker. And it is an access point, which I suppose is made overseas. I'm not just sure where, because when you look at the user's guide, which is a PDF file on the CD that comes with the unit, the English is definitely not American English. So for those who can read the user's guide, you just have to be prepared for a few, well, difficulties in understanding, but generally you don't really need the book unless you want to clarify a point. There is a quick start guide also on the CD, but it doesn't translate into text at all. Whenever I tried to do it, it said that it was an empty file, but it was a PDF file. So the book, however, has the text in a number of different languages. So if you want to look at the English section, for example, it would only be probably about 3 or 4 pages, and I don't think that you would really need to do that. The one thing I want to make sure that I mention about the access point is that you do not need a crossover cable with this thing. You don't have to do that. You can just use a regular RJ45 straight cable to connect the access point to your router. Now, to describe some of the terminology here, the router that I'm using is a combination of a DSL modem and a router. It does not have an access point with it. I have not had very good luck with these things that had access points built in. I did try a 2-wire and it was just a disaster. It wouldn't let me send my email out. It also would not hold a connection for more than about half a second, and then it would just go bye-bye. So I just said, forget it. And it was one that my local phone company sold for not very much, and I'm glad I didn't have to pay too much for it, because it just was not worth it for me. I know that quite a number of people with whom I'm acquainted have really good luck with 2-wire products. I've had friends that I've known from work who have used 2-wire for years and years, and they love that manufacturer. But I have had wonderful luck with what used to be Kaman, and then Kaman, that's C-A-Y-M-A-N, became Netopia, which is N-E-T-O-P-I-A. And now Motorola has bought Netopia out, so I don't know what they're going to be called now. I suppose it's still Netopia, at least for now. I've had 3 Netopia modems that were also DSL routers, and all 3 have worked flawlessly for me. And a few podcasts back, I talked about the second one that I had. Well, I now upgraded to this new one, which has a few more security features in it. And you kind of have to do that every few years. That's just sort of the nature of the game, I suppose. But I still keep my other two because they work so wonderfully and I just don't want to get rid of them. I want to have a backup in case one of them goes bad, then at least I have another one to use. And they have all of these, including the TrendNet access point, have web interfaces, which means that you don't need to put software on your PC to run anything. There's no drivers that you have to install. And this is true for XP. I don't know about other systems. Well, actually, when I ran my old Cayman router under Windows Millennium, it worked fine with no drivers either. So that was great. But all that you do to access these devices is you get into Internet Explorer, whatever Windows browser you happen to be using, and you type http://. And then a series of four numbers separated by periods. The last couple will probably vary depending on the device that you're using. For example, to get into my particular Netopia device, and this is pretty much true for all Netopia routers that I have used, so I'm not giving anything away here, http://192.168.1.254. And this will take you directly to your router, and it will ask you for an ID and a password. Usually the password default for the routers is the serial number, which you find on the bottom side of the device on a sticker. And for the access point that I happen to be using, it's 192.168 as before, .1 as before, .100, and this is true for the access points that TrendNet sells. Not sure if it's true for all of them, but it is for mine. And you have the same procedure. You go in there and you, at least for this particular device, the default for the password was the same as the default ID, but once you get in there, although they say that there is a wizard that you can run to startup, what I did was just go into basic because I couldn't get into the wizard with JAWS. So I just got into basic and I set the password. Actually, for the password set, you have to go into security to do that. But that's just another section. And these things are set up just like a website. And all you do is navigate around just as you would in a regular website. So for all intents and purposes, Windows thinks that you are actually in Internet Explorer off on the web, but what you are in is the software in your device. So if you're not really well-versed in networking, you need to be extremely careful what you do and probably just stay in the basic settings. So with that, let's go and explore. We're going to go into Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer.
I'm going to take you into the router modem first. This modem has four places where you can plug in items. For example, if you want to keep a device plugged in that is permanently Ethernet, which means it goes directly from the PC to the router itself, and then from the router to the wall, then you can do that, and you can use another RJ45 cable to plug into another one of the four slots, and you can connect that not to the PC but to your access point, and that will let you be wireless. So you can keep one or both. You can have other things plugged in, such as a printer, other things. It's really neat. So anyway, we're in Internet Explorer. I'm going to push enter. By the way, any extra noise you hear is my Braille display. I have a PacMate Braille display, and I use Braille all the time.
Windows Internet
and
Explorer.
I don't like
address edit combo about length.
I don't like a home page. I like to go up with a blank thing here. By the way, while I'm thinking of it, I'm going to plug this computer in because I'm running on battery, and I want to make sure I don't run out of battery power here. I am currently wireless. So I'm going to push Control O.
Open dialog.
Okay,
type
we're going to type
address of a document or folder, and Internet Explorer will open it for you.
Okay, we're going to type to get into the modem router. This is not the access point. This is the router, the modem that actually goes out to the internet. I'm going to show you what some of the functions are. Okay, I'm going to type the Okay, I typed http://192.168.1.254, except I typed a question mark. Oh, no, I didn't. That was a period. I misread. Okay, push enter.
Address edit combo about length, zero items, password, password
edit. It remembers my password.
Remember my password, checkbox checked.
And
okay button.
Okay.
Natopia basic administration page, 9 links, Natopia, Natopia.
Okay, now this is divided into basic and expert. And we're going to read through the basic part first.
Natopia basic administration page. Blank table with 7 columns and 12 rows. Blank link graphic home. This page link graphic help. Link graphic visit Natopia.
You can go out to the Natopia website and get software upgrades, which you download and then you install. You can also...
Table, column 1, row...
Quieting the speech. You can also get keys, and a key is a bit of information that says that you can get a new item in there. For example, my older modems had firewalls. I had to purchase a key, which cost about $40, to let me access the firewall that was built into this particular router. But when I bought the router, the firewall was closed to me because I had not purchased it. So I guess since I bought this from Amazon, then I did not get it through the phone company. If you get it through the phone company, at least here, then you do get the firewall. So, firewall is an external firewall, not an internal one, but it's wonderful because it really keeps the people who are trying to get in out of your particular network, or in this case, out of your router, and out of your all your stuff that you have behind it. So,
Blank visited link graphic home. This page link graphic help. Link graphic visit Natopia. Link manage my account.
Okay.
Blank link status details. Blank link enable remote MGMT.
Now that's to allow somebody to come in remotely and manipulate if you want them to. For example, for repair services or such, you can set a time limit, say 30 minutes, or I think 30 minutes is the maximum. And then they're kicked out. But I have it disabled.
Blank link expert mode.
Now we're going to go into that in a minute.
Blank link update firmware.
That's if you want to get a key or update the firmware.
Blank link factory reset.
That's if you want to reset everything to factory default.
Blank table with form Natopia 3346 NVGX homepage.
Okay, now this tells you what your status is. So
serial
let's,
number.
Okay, now this gives a serial number.
20 software release.
Software release.
7.6.0R4.
It's fairly recent. It was last year, and I just went out and checked last week, and there's no new software.
Warranty date MDI.
Okay, this gives my warranty date.
Boot status of DSL. Up.
This is what I like about this. It tells you whether it's up or down or what it is.
Local WAN IP address.
That's a wide area network, and it gives that.
70 primary DNS.
Primary DNS.
60 remote gateway address.
Okay, gives that.
7 secondary DNS.
And secondary.
6 ISP username.
ISP username, it says my email address.
Mary Emerson's global net, Ethernet status.
Ethernet status.
Up.
Up, that's nice and to the point.
Date and time.
Date and time, sometimes this is off and sometimes it's right.
2/18/07/9/19:52 p.m.
That's a little bit off. I think it's set to something like universal time.
Table
UTC.
And level one. Blank. Copyright 2006 Natopia Inc.
Okay, let's tab back up. Shift tab to expert.
Back update expert mode link.
And click, press enter.
Natopia confirm expert mode page.
Okay,
link.
This
expert
says
confirm R.
If you want to change some things, be sure you know what you're doing is basically what this says. So I'm going to tab down
okay button.
To OK and push enter.
Natopia homepage, 13 links, link graphic home, link
I'm
going
to go back
configure.
To the top.
Link Natopia homepage, blank table with set blank, link graphic home, link graphic configure, link graphic troubleshoot.
Okay, these are pretty obvious.
Link graphic security, link graphic install, link graphic restart. This page link graphic help. Link graphic visit Natopia. Blank link configure. Blank link troubleshoot. Blank link security.
I'm going to go into security first.
Blank link install. Blank visited link. Blank home. Blank table with 5 columns and 16 rows nesting level general information. Hardware.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and read the rest of this first to show you what's on here.
Natopia model 3346 NVGX DSL Ethernet managed switch. Serial number.
Okay, serial number.
Software version.
It gives a lot of the same stuff.
7 Breakwater Firewall.
Breakwater is the name of the firewall. It has 3 sections. Now, it used to have 4, but this version has got 3. It has smooth sailing, which will kind of let anything happen. It has silent running, which says that you don't have an external address on the internet. It's sort of like having an unlisted phone number, and then it has the, I forgot what the last setting is for the firewall, but we'll get to it. But that closes everything out. It's called landlocked. LANDLOCKED. Sometimes it has a D and sometimes not, so.
Land visited link graphic link.
Okay, this thing renewed itself, so we gotta go down here. I'm in silent running.
Product ID 1217.
That's the same for just about everything that you get from Natopia.
Date and time.
It gives a date and time, which has the same date. Wide area network.
Status.
Up.
Data rate kbps.
Data rate.
Downstream 1536. Upstream 384.
This is the maximum that you can get, but we can't get the maximum. We're still at 384 down and 128 up. Sorry to have to deal with that, but well, one of these days they'll let us upgrade.
Local address. 7 tier address. 7 connection type. Always on. NAT.
Okay.
On.
That's on.
1 users. Unlimited LAN. IP address 1 netmask.
Netmask is usually
255.255.255.0. Ethernet status. Up. DHCP server. On. DHCP leases. 1 out of 200 DNS 1. 68 DNS 68 blank. DNS 2. SIC blank. Table and nest blank. Blank. Copyright.
Okay, we're
going to
go.
Basic but install link security link.
To security. I want to show you this.
Natopia security page. 21 links. Link passwords. Link firewall. Link
okay,
traffic.
Okay, let's
install.
Go to the top.
Natopia's blank table with 7 blank. Visited link graphic home. Link graphic configure. Link graphic troubleshoot. Visited link graphic sick. Link graphic install. Link graphic restart. This page link graphic help. Link graphic visit Natopia. Blank. Link passwords. Blank.
Okay, we have passwords. That's where you can set passwords. That's pretty easy to deal with.
Link firewall.
Firewall. Okay, we're going to go into the firewall in a minute.
Blank. Link IPsec.
IP security.
Blank. Link stateful inst. Blank. Link packet filter. Blank. Link security log. Blank visited link home.
Okay, now let's Blank. Go to the firewall because that's about the only thing you
Blank
need to change
security.
Here.
Blank password.
And you can change the firewall and not have to restart the thing. It's just a toggle.
Blank. Link firewall.
Usually, if you change something within this series of products, you have to restart the gateway with the restart button. But with the firewall, you can just toggle it and then Alt F4 to get out.
Natopia firewall page.
Okay, I'm going to show you the settings.
Visited link secure site breakwater clear sailing. Removes the traffic restrictions imposed by silent running and landlocked. Protection against unwanted inbound traffic is controlled by NAT settings. Note, the clear sailing firewall setting is necessary to enable pinholes, IP maps, and a NAT default server. Silent running.
This is what I have it on.
Using this level of firewall protection allows secure transmission of outbound traffic, but disables any attempt for inbound traffic to identify the gateway. This is the internet equivalent of having an unlisted number. Note, the silent running firewall setting disables pinholes, IP maps, and a NAT default server.
It's just more secure. You can't have holes going out of the firewall to some obscure address somewhere. It's just pretty much silent running. It's, as I said, it's like having an unlisted phone number.
LND locked.
Okay, now this is kind of a play on words. Capital L,
Cap A,
Cap A,
Cap N,
and
D.
small d, cap L,
O, C, A, E, D.
And the rest of that is small letters. It's a play on LAN as in local area network. And what this does is...
This option turns off all inbound and outbound traffic, including pinholes and IP maps, isolating the LAN and disabling all WAN traffic. Breakwater option.
Okay, now this shows you what I've got it to.
Radio button not checked, 1 of 3 clear sailing. Radio button checked, 2 of 3 silent running. Radio button not checked, 3 of 3 LAN locked.
Landlocked is for if you're going to be on vacation, but you need to keep your PC turned on, but you don't want anything going in or going out. It's just a great way to make your device secure.
Submit button. Breakwater changes are automatically saved and take effect immediately.
Okay, then you can submit them if you so choose. Okay, let's do backspace to go back.
Netopia
here.
Security page. Firewall visited link. Visited link firewall. Blank link passwords. Blank link traffic visit Netopia.
I'm going to look at configure briefly.
Blank link password. Blank visited link. Blank link IP set. Blank link stateful ins.
Let's go to the top.
Netopia's plan table with plan visited link graphic configure.
I'm going to push configure.
Netopia configure page. 17 links. Link quick start.
Now.
Link land, link one, link advanced.
I'm going to just show you what you can
page.
Configure.
Plan table with set plan visited link graphic home. Visited link graphic configure. Link graphic trouble. Visited link
this
graphic.
This is just the top
link
of the
graphic
page.
Install. Link graphic restart. This page link graphic help. Link graphic visit Netopia. Link quick start.
That's what you do when you're done fooling around and changing things.
LAN, link LAN.
That's a local area network.
LAN, link WAN.
That's the wide area network.
LAN, link advanced.
Advanced.
LAN, visited link home.
Let's go into
LAN,
advanced just to show you.
Table, Netopia advanced page. Table,
okay.
35,
I'm gonna
advanced, LAN, table, visit, link, visit, link graphic,
go past
restart.
The top of the page.
This page, link graphic, visit, blank, link, quick start, blank, link, LAN, blank, link, WA, blank, visited, link, advanced, blank, visited, link, home, vis, advanced, blank, table with two network configuration, link IP static routes.
You can change that if you want.
Build IP static route table, link IP static ARP. Build IP static ARP table.
That's ARP.
NAT. Link pinholes. Set up pinholes through NAT. Link IP maps. Set up NAT one-to-one IP address mappings. Link default server. Set up NAT default server option.
This, all this stuff you generally leave alone unless you know what you really want to do.
Services. Link differentiated services. Set up differentiated service options. Link DNS. Set up DNS options.
It's a dynamic
link DHCP
settings.
Server. Set up DHCP server and relay agent options. Link radius server. Set up radius server options. Link SNMP. Set up SNMP community. Link IGMP.
Whoops,
set
I
up
mean
SNMP
me.
Community. Trap and system group options. Link IGMP. Set up IGMP options. Link UPnP. Enable or disable universal plug and play. Link LAN management TR064. Enable or disable DSL forum LAN site DSL CPE configuration services. Link Ethernet bridge. Set up Ethernet MAC bridge. Link LAN.
It's virtual LAN.
Set up LAN configuration. Miscellaneous. Link system. Configure system parameters. Link syslog parameters.
That's the system log.
Set up syslog. Link internal servers. Configure internal web and telnet ports. Link software hosting. Set up software hosting. Link clear options. Restore the gateway to its factory configuration. Link time zone. Time zone settings.
I probably should do that, shouldn't I?
Table and nesting level 1.
Okay.
Plan. Copyright.
I think that's it.
Netopia, Inc.
I'm going to Alt F4 to get out. And now I'm going to show you the access point.
Desktop.
Okay,
folder
by the way,
in.
The Netopia documentation can be obtained from netopia.com. You have to kind of poke around and look for it, but it is out there. It probably covers just about all of the 3300 series in one book, and it's a PDF file, and you want the software documentation. And it's pretty thorough, but you have to know what you're doing when you read it. It assumes that you have a certain amount of background. Okay, now we're going to go back into Internet Explorer and look at the access point.
Address edit combo about
okay,
zero
I'm going to type Control O.
Open dialog.
And then I'm going to type http://192.168.1.100. Press enter.
Address edit combo about blank, zero items. Connect to 192.168.1.100.
Right away it wants a password,
dialogue.
And
password.
It remembers
password
it.
Edit. Remember my password checkbox check. OK button.
Push OK.
Address edit combo about blank, zero items, 100%.
Now we have another situation where we've got, for Internet Explorer 7, sometimes when you get to an address, it puts the address on the screen in a list box, and the list box says zero items, but the address is there, so you push enter on it. In this case, it ends with HTM.
Trend to 2450 APB utility status, but wizard zero is page.
Okay,
traffic,
let's go to the top of the page, and
trend to 2450 APB
that's
utility status.
TEW-450APB, and this is utility. In the program, and it says status. Now I'm going to arrow down to show you.
This page link traffic but wizard zero.
BUT underline precedes each word most of the time, and that stands for button. And wizard, you can't seem to get to from here for some odd reason. So, as I said, I went into basic and changed things. Okay, next button.
Visited link traffic but status one.
This is a status. This is what we're on right now.
Link traffic but basic zero.
The basic, I'll show you.
Link traffic, but it's in zero.
IP security, I didn't usually do anything with, so I'm not going to look at that because I didn't touch it.
Visited link traffic, but advanced zero.
Advanced, I will show you.
Link traffic, but security zero.
And security, I'll show you. So you're going to see security, advanced, and basic here.
Link traffic, but tools zero.
Tools, that's kind of worth a good look at real quick.
Blank table with three.
Now I'm
going to
read the rest
rows
of this page. And I'm going to show you what we've got here.
Blank firmware version.
Okay.
TrendNet 3.00.
And you can go out to the trendnet.com website and get firmware should you want to update it.
Date mod 7 of 2006.
I think that's the date that the firmware was updated.
LAN.
Local area network.
MAC 00-40.
Okay, it gives a MAC address.
IP address.
And the IP address.
100 subnet mask.
Subnet mask.
255.255.255.0.
Which is the same as for the gateway.
Gateway.
And it'll give the gateway address here.
192.168.1.254. Send.
Okay, the send, I guess this is the speed of the gateway.
21,548. Receive 44,213.
I suppose it's probably because I've got this set on turbo mode. I'm hoping that's why. It's got a couple of different speeds, so you can make this thing almost go as fast as your standard Ethernet connection, which is really nice. Usually these access points are limited to 802.11b, which is the slower, or 802.11g, which is faster, but this particular TrendNet gateway has a couple of versions of turbo mode. One version will let you use two channels to send information out instead of one, so it makes it almost as fast as what you would get from a regular Ethernet connection, which is just terrific.
LAN wireless, LAN SSID.
Okay, and the SSID is the ID that you use to identify this thing to your PC or to anything else that you want to link to this access point. And you have to have the same ID listed, otherwise it's not going to be able to find it. And the ID is
TrendNet.
And that's the first five letters are all caps, the last three are not. So cap T, cap R, cap E, cap N, cap D. The last three are lowercase N-E-T.
Encryption.
And I do have encryption.
128 bits.
And this is web encryption. They do have other options, but I can't use that because if I want to use this with the PacMate, PacMate only accepts web encryption, so you're kind of stuck with that. And for encryption, you got to type an identical key for your device as in the access point, and for whatever PC or Pacmate that you link to. So there's a science to all of this. You really have to learn a little bit of network management to be able to hook all this stuff up.
Channel.
And the channel has to be the same. Generally, what happens with the PC, it finds the channel. It scans for it. And the default channel for this access point is channel 6. I don't know how this is going to work when I hook it up to the PacMate, because since I have this in turbo mode, I'm not sure if it's going to work. And with turbo, in some versions of it, it uses two channels.
Six.
That's channel 6. You can go in North America from 1 to 11. In Europe, from 1 to 13, I believe it is.
Send. 41,968.
That's the speed.
Receive. 41,824.
Doing pretty good.
New log button. Connection time. Wireless station. Feb 18, 2007, 12:58:18.
I don't know why it thinks that it's 12. It's an hour behind us. It is now
1:38 p.m.
Oh, well. I don't know why it says 12:58. That's odd.
012F0459DD.
Okay, let's get out of here and go up to the top.
Trend to
2458.
And show you some things. Status link graphic but basic.
Let's
zero.
Look at basic. Enter.
24%.
And go to the top.
Trend to 2,
I wish they'd put these in frames.
This page visited link graphic. Visit link graphic but exiting zero. Visited link
I'm
graphic,
skipping past all this other stuff here.
Link graphic but tools blank table with 2 AP name.
Okay, now this shows you all the stuff you can set in basic, and you can set them directly from here. We don't have expert mode here.
Edit wireless access point.
So I can change that if I want to.
SSID. Edit trend net. Channel. Combo box unavailable 6-1-1. Domain. USA. Extended range. Radio button not checked 1-2 enabled. Radio button check 2-2 disauthentication. Radio button
okay,
check
now,
2-2 disabled.
The reason this is disabled because if you're in some sort of turbo mode, you cannot do an extended range.
Authentication. Combo box web 2-4. Blank table with 3 key types. Radio button check 1-2 open system.
This has to be open. It cannot be shared because the PacMate only allows open environments.
Radio button not check 2-2 share key. Web key.
And I'm not going to tell you my web key.
Radio button not check 1-2 64 bits.
No, that's less secure.
Radio button check 2-2 128 bits. Mode.
Mode?
Blank. Combo box ASCII 1-2.
You can either have ASCII blank or hexadecimal. And I chose ASCII because it's a little easier to type in, although I do know hex, having a programmer background.
Radio button check 1-4-1.
Now you can have 4 keys to set up, and you can set it up so that they rotate. But I just set the first key, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Edit radio button not check 2-4-2. Edit radio button not check 3-4-3.
See, these are all blank.
Edit radio button not check 4-4. Edit table blank blank. Apply button.
Okay, apply is where it will apply, and then it will restart. Okay, now let's go back to the top.
Trend to
and tab.
Wizard, status, basic, zero link
I'm not
going
to go to the IP settings because I haven't really looked at that.
Zero visited link
let's see. Advanced, security
tools,
and tools. What do we have left here? Let's go
security,
to security.
24%. Trend
okay.
To 450.
Now, let's go down.
This page link graphic but tools blank table with 3 passwords.
Now, you can change your password, which I did, because the default, as you get it from the factory, the password and the username are the same. So I went in here and I changed the password.
Administrator ID. Edit AP password new. Pass confirm.
Now, this is where you can change your password. It stores it, but it doesn't tell you what it is. So if you lose your password, you'll have to reset it to the factory settings and then go back and redo the password. Okay, now, when you get in here, it assumes you're going to set a new password. So you type the new password.
Password edit.
And
confirm password edit.
Then you type it again. It has a bunch of stars there. So I guess that's to show you how big it can be if you want it to be a full-size password.
blank, apply button.
And you can apply, and then let's go past here.
Cancel help blank, Mac blank, Mac filter.
Mac filters.
Blank, radio button not checked, 1 of 2 enabled.
I have them disabled.
Radio button checked, 2 of 2 disabled. Blank, radio button not checked, 1 of 2 only deny PCS with Mac listed below the access device.
Some of these I should probably check. I haven't done them yet.
Radio button check 2 of 2 only allow PCS with Mac listed below the access device.
Now this is what the default is, and it seems to work fine.
Combo box 110, 1 of 5. Mac 1. Edit. Dash. Edit. Dash. Edit. Dash. Edit. Dash.
This is if you want to set a whole bunch of Mac addresses, and it just goes on and on. I'm going to go down the bottom and work my way up, because I think...
Blank.
That this goes on for a while here.
Table, column, cancel button, apply button.
Okay, how
edit,
many?
Dash, edit, that edit, that edit, that edit, that edit, Mac 10.
It goes up to 10, so let's go down edit. To apply button.
Edit, dash, edit, that edit, that edit, that edit, cancel button.
Okay.
Help button, blank, table, blank, blank, blank.
Now we're down at the bottom. Let's go back up to the top.
Trend to 450
we've looked at
APB utility security.
Security, so let's look at advanced.
Out of tape, but exiting, but advanced, 0 visited link graph, 37%.
Okay, now we're going to skip past all the stuff at the top.
Vis link blank table with full AP mode. Radio site survey button unavailable. Radio button not checked. 2 of 5 AP client. Remote AP SSID.
You can set up various AP modes. You can set it up to a bridge or, you know, various things like that. Okay, now so a lot of this is going to be the kind of the same.
Radio button not checked. 3 of 5 wireless bridge. Remote bridge Mac. Radio button not checked. 4 of 5 multiple bridge. Radio remote AP SSID.
Hey, those of you who have backgrounds in networking know what a lot of this is, so I'm not going to describe
beacon
it.
Interval.
Okay. It has a beacon interval.
Edit 100. Set range 21,000. RTS threshold. Edit 2346. Range. Fragmentation
okay,
threshold.
Okay, it gives range.
Range 256, 2346. Default 2346.
Okay.
Fragmentation threshold. Edit 2346. Range 1500 2346. DTIM interval.
I know. A lot of you techies are sitting there going, I want more information.
Edit 1. Range 1200 SSID broadcast.
I'm not going to give you. Okay, now that. I probably ought to change that to no, but I've got it yes now.
Radio button check 1 of 2 enable. Radio button not checked, 2 of 2 disabled.
Broadcast means that everybody else in the world will know that you're online and you're wireless, but of course they can't get in because you've got a security set.
TX rates.
Well, they could if they were people who wanted to, but...
Combo box auto 1 of 13.
I have that to auto.
Mbps, CTS mode. Radio button not checked, 1 of 3 none. Radio button not checked, 2 of 3 always. Radio button checked, 3 of 3 auto. WDS. Radio button checked unavailable, 1 of 3 enable. Radio button not checked unavailable, 2 of 3 disable Mac clone. Radio button not checked unavailable, 3 of 3 disable proxy mode, 11G only mode.
Okay, this I...
Radio button not checked, 1 of 2 enable.
Don't, I did not disable because I wanted to reset it to as fast as I could get it.
Radio button checked, 2 of 2 disable, super G mode.
Super G is... what speeds things up, and you've got different modes that you can set for this.
Combo box Super G with dynamic turbo 3 of 4.
I have it set to with dynamic turbo. So let's go in here briefly because I want to show you what the options are. I'm going to push enter.
Table, column 2, row 15, forms mode
okay.
On, Super G mode combo box, Super G with dynamic turbo.
That's as fast as you can get it, and if I move down one.
Super G with static turbo.
Static.
Super G without turbo.
Without turbo. And then the top one
disabled.
Is disabled. So I'm going to set it back.
Super G with dynamic turbo.
To what it is. That's T-U-R-B is in boy, O, for those who need to know.
Forms mode off.
Okay, now
PC.
Super G mode, it's now back to what it was, dynamic turbo. I have forgotten the difference between dynamic and static. And I'm not changing anything anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
Antenna transmit power.
Okay, this is the antenna transmit power.
Combo by aging interval.
Aging interval.
Edit 80 seconds. Blank. Apply button.
And I'm going to get out. I don't want to set anything here. so I'm not going to apply. I think that's about the end of this.
Cancel plan, table plan, plan, plan.
Yeah, that's the end of this page. Sometimes if it says apply, there might be something below it. Let's go to the top. And let's go to
out of shape, but status, but basic zero, but incident zero, but advanced one with, but security, but tools zero.
Tools. Now, I haven't done much of with these
trend
either, but let's look.
Let's
go past the stuff at the top.
Backup settings.
It does have backup.
Backup button.
Where you can take the information file that you've got that stores all your settings, and you can put them on your PC, and you can restore them later on should you want to do that, or use this with another PC.
Plan, restore settings. File upload edit. Browse. Restore button. Plan, restore to default. Default button. Firmware upgrade.
This is where you can upgrade your firmware should you want to.
Current firmware version. TrendNet 3.00. Firmware date. Mock plan. File upload edit. Browse upgrade button. Help button. Plan SNMP. Radio button check 1 of 2 enabled. Radio button not check 2 of 2 disabled. System location. Edit AP. System contact. Edit AP. Community. Edit public. Trap receiver 1. Edit 0.0.0.0.2.
Okay.
Edit 03. Edit the plan. Apply button. Can't help but plan. Table left. Plan. Plan. Plan.
Okay, that's all of that. I think I have pretty much covered. Let's just, for the heck of it, go
trend
back to the top and look at the IP. Somebody's going to want to know what's in the IP setting, so let's
trend
do it.
APB utility. Trend
okay. Pass all the stuff at the top. Okay. We got out of tools.
Plan.
We're in IP now.
Table with two columns and 10 rows. Plan IP. Radio button not check 1 of 2 obtain IP automatically.
Now this, you don't want to do this for the access point because you want to be a bit more specific.
Radio button check 2 of 2 fixed IP address.
This is what you want because you do have a fixed IP address for your access point.
Edit 192.
Which is?
Period. Edit 168.
Now, these are all separate fields that you type in with a period between them.
Period.
So when you hear period, I down arrow, and you hear the next field, then I down arrow again. So you have to type these in separate fields.
Edit 1, period. Edit 100, subnet mask.
Okay, we've been down this before.
Edit 255, period. Edit 255, period. Edit 255, period. Edit 0, gateway. Edit 192, period. Edit 168, period. Edit 1. Period. Edit 254.
As you can see, it points back to the gateway.
DHCP server. Radio button not check 1 of 2 on. Radio button check 2 of 2 off. IP range. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 2 rows nesting level 1. From. Edit unavailable 192. Period. Edit unavailable 168. Period. Edit unavailable 1. Period. Edit unavailable 101. 2. Edit unavailable 192.
2, that's T-O.
Period. Edit unavailable 168. Period. Edit unavailable 1. Period. Edit unavailable 200. Table length blank. Blank. DNS server. Blank. Edit unavailable 192.
As you can see, this is very configurable.
Period. Edit unavailable 168. Period. Edit unavailable 1. Period. Edit unavailable 254. Blank. Apply button.
Okay, let's go past apply.
Cancel button.
The usual cancel.
Help button.
And help.
Blank. Table end. Blank. Blank. Blank.
Okay, we're done here. I haven't changed anything. I'm going to get out. And we're out. So, that is the access point and the modem. Essentially, all that I really had to do since I had been using some of these things before was just to set up a new password, and to adjust a couple of other things, to adjust the firewall settings, actually to purchase a key for the firewall. And that was in the modem router. And in this access point, really all I had to do was set up a new password and set up the encryption, and that was essentially it. So I don't know how much easier this could be unless you buy an access point within the router itself, but I kind of like to have these two separate. The access point does have an antenna that you plug into the back and screw in, and it adjusts a little bit. You can turn it up, going up to the ceiling, which is what I like to do. And it really couldn't be easier. You just plug it into the wall, plug it into your router, and as long as your router is connected to your PC in one way or another, then you're okay. Actually, your router doesn't really have to be connected to the PC, because if your PC has a built-in adapter, which is something I've not spoken about, that's usually a wireless adapter built into your PC, or it can be a PCM CIA card, or it can be a separate USB card. My laptop has, and I suppose all the laptops have, a built-in adapter, which means that when you turn on wireless on your PC, it will scan for the nearest access point or router with an access point in it. So you don't really have to do too much on the PC side, although with a laptop you do. I have it set up so that Windows manages the connections. And when you do that, on the Windows side, you have to go into the system tray. Let's do this right now with the laptop. I don't know, this may be similar in other things. I'm going to push insert plus F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog.
Okay, I'm going to arrow down. Windows
is currently managing this wireless device.
Now, you can use Intel ProSet. I've not had very good luck with Intel ProSet, so let's push enter on this.
Context
and
menu.
We have
Open
another
Microsoft
menu.
Client.
Open Microsoft Client, and I'm going to arrow down just to show you what these are.
Wireless on checked.
Wireless on.
Wireless off. Connect the profile on available submenu. Use Intel ProSet Wireless.
That's if you want to switch back to Intel ProSet, okay?
Hide icon.
Hide icon.
Open Microsoft
Client. Open Microsoft Client. This is where you go in and you change your settings, okay? And I push enter.
Leaving menus. Wireless network connection properties dialog.
We're in
wireless
properties.
Page. Use Windows
now,
to configure my
I'm
going to
shift tab.
Wireless networks tab.
We have general and we have wireless networks and advanced. Okay, we're in wireless. So I'm going to tab here to show you what we've got.
Use Windows to configure my wireless network settings. Checkbox checked. Available networks. View wireless networks button.
This is if you want to view them. You don't have to. In the beginning, you will, because you've got to match this up with the SSID name, which is TrendNet for this particular access point. See, a lot of things have to point back to other things with this. And when you find your particular, let's push enter on this.
Wireless network connection dialog. Click
okay.
An item in the list below to connect to a wireless network and Ranger to get more
the
information.
The
list box. Not selected. TrendNet connected. Secure the enabled wireless network.
Now this does say that it's connected. Now this is the very first item, and we're fine here, but if I wanted to change something, I can tab.
Disconnect button. Network tasks refresh network list button. Network tasks set up a wireless network for a home or small office button. Related tasks learn about wireless networking button. Related tasks change the order of preferred networks button. Related tasks change advanced settings button. Click an item in the list below to connect to a wireless network and Ranger to get more information. List box. TrendNet connected.
Now let's
say wireless network. This network requires a network key.
Let's say that I
want to
connect to this. I'm going to push enter.
From this network, click disconnect below. One of three.
If I pushed enter on this, it would, if I were not connected, come up with another dialog. Okay, now there doesn't seem to be a way to get out of here.
Related tasks change the order of
so I think I'm going to have
button.
To push escape. Let me get out and go back in.
Select the system
okay,
tray
I'm back
icon
in.
Dialog, list box.
And I'm going to type W. I'm in the system tray.
Windows is currently managing this wireless device.
Okay, and push enter.
Context menu.
Now,
open Microsoft Client.
I'm going to open this again.
Leaving menus. Wireless
and we're back where we were.
Properties dialog.
Okay,
wireless
we stopped with
available networks.
Available networks.
Network
I'm going to tab past.
Preferred networks. Preferred networks list view. TrendNet automatic. One of two.
Okay, I have this set up so that it will connect. as a default when I log in. Actually, when I log into Windows, I just type my Windows password and push enter, and when I'm at the desktop, then I'm in. I'm already connected to my wireless network.
Preferred networks. Move down button. Preferred networks. Add.
This is where you add and set up your network. When you initially come into this, you don't have a preferred network, so you've got to add the one that you're setting up.
Preferred networks. Remove button. Preferred networks. Properties button. Preferred networks. Learn about setting up wireless network configuration. Link. Preferred networks. Advanced button. OK button. Cancel button. Wireless networks tab.
Okay, let's go to general. I'm going to go back.
General page. List view. Client
left
for Microsoft
arrow.
Networks. 1 of 8. Client for Microsoft Networks.
Now this stuff you don't really need to mess around with, but I'm going to show you what's in general anyway.
Install button, uninstall button, properties button, show icon and notification area when connected, checkbox checked.
Yes, you do want to see your icon.
Notify me when this connection has limited or no connectivity, checkbox checked.
Yes, you want to know that.
Okay button.
Okay, and that's really about all you need to deal with here.
Cancel general tab.
I'm going to right arrow.
Wireless networks tab. Advanced tab.
Advanced. And you don't really need anything else, so let's go to cancel, shift
cancel
tab,
button, cancel button,
and push that on tab, and we're out. Okay, so that is essentially my setup with wireless, and it's wonderful. I have a battery, which is a 9-cell battery for this machine, which gives me probably about 4.5 to 5 hours of battery life, and it's just great. I'm not one who needs to be running all over town with a wireless PC, but it's really handy if you happen to have a PC in one part of the living space and your music system, whether it be a stereo or something else, in another room or something, and you want to listen to, well, in my case, I listen to ACB Radio. I listen to a folk music show every week, folkconnection.com, and I like to hear it through the stereo, so I just pick up PC, take it over there, which is clear across the room from here, about 25, 30 feet. Plug it in to the stereo, and I'm all set. So you can't beat that. One of the things that I discovered while doing this podcast was that when I went to plug in this recorder to transfer the file to the PC, I discovered that all of my USB items that I had plugged into my USB external hub would not allow me to do anything through a USB port on the hub. And I don't know what the problem was with that. If anybody has any ideas, I would sure appreciate it. Of course, if you're wireless, usually you don't need a USB hub, unless you've got one that's battery powered or something. But I thought this was rather strange. My scanner didn't come up, and some of the other devices didn't come up. And when I went to plug this recorder in to my USB hub, it didn't come up either. So in order to get the recorder to work, I had to put it back on Ethernet. So rather strange. Anybody has any idea on why this works or doesn't work? Maybe it has something to do with what I allow and what I disallow. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Anyway, just thought that was kind of curious. Anyway, so that is my little discussion of wireless networking, just to show you what it's all about. I know I've been somewhat disorganized here as far as trying to explain things, and I know I've assumed that people have a certain amount of background in networking. I think a lot of my podcasts tend to do that because I do have a background in it. However, there are a lot of places where you can get information on wireless computing. If you live in the U.S., then you can use Bookshare.org. That has some information from books by O'Reilly and Associates. And O'Reilly and Associates are an excellent publisher of computer documentation and all sorts of information about Windows and its various versions. And it does have a book on wireless networking, and O'Reilly sends their books directly to Bookshare, so they are error-free. So that is a source of information. There's plenty of stuff on the internet that you can get. And beyond that, I don't know. I can't really tell you. I mostly just learned from just doing this stuff for years.
One additional note. If you want to use any of this material for a podcast or for a broadcast such as ACB Radio or something, please contact me first and request permission to use it. I really would appreciate that. I have a little bit of control over how some of this information is disseminated over the internet. Now, granted, I'm not going to have total control because people have the freedom to download these podcasts, but I would really appreciate it if you're going to use it as a feature on a program or on a show or something, would you please contact me first? My email address for any sort of contact, for answers to some of the questions that I posed here or comments on the podcast, is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson, at SBC Global. That's Sam Baker Charlie, GLOB as in Baker, AL.net.
So I hope some of this has been of interest. I'm going to send it up to my podcast after I get done editing it. Then I'm also going to send it up to BCT, because I don't think we've done anything on wireless work, although some people may have alluded to it in the past. But hopefully somebody can get on here and describe in a bit more detail and a bit more patiently how to initially set up a wireless network. I don't really have a network. I just have PCs that are connected to the internet and that I can use wirelessly. You can get really fancy and complicated with this stuff. But I just choose to have one PC that I can drag around wherever I want and have access. I can sit outside and do PC stuff with no cords and no cables, and it's just great. So, I hope some of this has been of interest. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.